Welcome.
Yay.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thank you. You guys been
Ah.
holding it down while I was gone?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we just, just chatting, moving, the business
You
of
recorded a
movement.
whole episode before I logged on.
Oh yeah, we should actually. Yeah, we'll have the secret No Kelly tapes.
Oh.
Yeah, Chelsea and I are making a bunch of Patreon money by
The
just
real
releasing.
debut buddies.
Yeah. I wanted to follow up since we talked about the X-Files last week on the show, or last episode on the show. I've been watching still, and I rewatched Ice, which was the episode that I referenced about the guy saying like, "I'm not dropping my cargo for you, man."
Oh, God.
Because there's like a part of the premise is there's like parasites that are in the ice, and they do a deep core drill in Alaska, and so these parasites come out and they start doing parasitic things, but I was astounded at how stacked the cast of that episode was. So it has Xander Berkeley, who was like big time character actor in the 90s in a lot of movies and things like that. You would recognize him. I cannot think of a role that I would be like, that's the Xander Berkeley role, but you have seen him in stuff.
I'm pulling him up and I'm
Yeah,
so
same
sure
here.
that I'm gonna be like, he was in Supernatural. He was in Doctor Who. He was.
He probably was. But Felicity Huffman also in this episode, doing a kind of like Scully Light variant. Steve Heitner, who you would know as Banya from Seinfeld, the guy that's always trying to get Jerry to go to the like brunch place with him and saying, "It's the best, Jerry, it's the best."
Well, I don't know. Will this surprise you, or are you familiar with my lack of media knowledge? I've
He
never
was
seen
the priest in The Dark and the
Seinfeld.
Wicked. The first guy, sorry, the Xander
Oh, he was
guy
in The
was the
Dark and the
priest in The Dark and
Wicked.
the Wicked.
He was the
Sorry.
priest. Yep.
Yeah, Xander Berkeley
What a
definitely plays
nightmare.
creepy priests. And then Jeff Cober, who played, he's been, he plays the pilot who says the, "I'm not dropping my cargo for you, man." But he also plays Kralik, I think is the name. Or no. Whatever the vamp. Okay, in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, when Buffy is being tested by the Watchers Council. So Giles is like secretly drugging her to make her weak. And then they put her in with the crazy vampire who has to take pills.
Oh, God. That's
That
very
actor,
specific.
that character actor, you've seen him in a lot of stuff. He always plays like a rough around the edges kind of character. But yeah, really just really good, a good episode. Just good stuff. Yeah.
Man, were all those folks already famous at the time that episode came out, or was it like just a miracle that we got them all?
I mean, I feel like Xander Berkeley was probably a pretty big get. And everyone else, I don't know. Like, I don't think Felicity Huffman had blown up yet because what? She was on Desperate Housewives and something else, right?
I don't know her. I
Been a
just know
bunch of
that that's a
stuff.
name.
Look, it's not that important. The thing is I think it was mostly it was a yearbook moment. When you're watching an old episode of a show and you're like, "Whoa, all those people were in one TV show together once?" In a one-off, it's adorbs. So yeah, a little X-Files minute.
I love it. I love it. I love an X-Files minute.
So, listeners, this is Debut Buddies. It is a fortnightly podcast about firsts, and I am Nate, and I happen to be one of the buddies.
I'm Kelly. I'm another of the buddies.
I'm Chelsea. I'm the third buddy.
Yay!
Yay! Buddies, gold, silver, and bronze, reporting for duty, listener.
Yeah, bronze, Chelsea. Get out of here.
Someone's got to be bronze. I'll take it.
I mean,
Honestly, I think bronze is prettier than silver, so
I'm also the
I am
least
jealous.
competitive, so it makes sense. I would be
You know what? I was gonna argue with you, but my gut reaction was to be like, I'm less competitive than you are. Wait, okay, hold on.
I was going to say bronze is the only one of the metals mentioned that has a historical age associated with it. And
Yep.
gold and silver only
Oh,
have
true.
Hollywood or comic ages, which aren't super important, but actual like human evolution relied on the Bronze Age. So
Yeah.
You're
There's
welcome,
that. everyone.
But silver kills vampires
It's
or
true.
werewolves.
Werewolves? werewolves.
I think it depends on the lore. I think that silver kills a lot of things.
Oh, that's probably true.
I do think it's werewolves, though.
I really think that if it's an implement made of silver that's sharp enough to kill a thing, it probably does.
No, come on. Do the mystical version. That's fair. Mystical with us.
Okay. Spooky.
Yeah.
Oh, one more X-Files thought that I had that is great in this rewatch. And Chelsea, this is to kind of tease you to really get excited about watching it when you're settled. The way that Deep Throat is arced as a character is so cool. And I don't think I even clocked it the first time that I watched it. So there's a Deep Throat is like an informant that starts meeting with Mulder to tell him like, hey, this is what's really going on and you should follow this. And I know some people who don't want you to look into this, but I want to help you. And it's interesting to me that it is a little more clearer to me in this watch at my current age that there's some duplicitousness afoot with this character.
Yeah, he can't be trusted 100%.
No. No.
Mm-mm.
What percentage can he be trusted?
I mean, I trust him with my life, but you have to remember I don't value my life, so.
Fair. I was going to say 71.43%.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Yeah. That feels about right.
Yeah.
That feels about right, though. He's a real, like, Robert Stack type guy.
Yeah. He's got Stack vibes.
Yeah, big time Stack vibes.
Piles of Stack.
Yep. stacks of stacks. We did it.
We did it. And you know what else we're gonna do, listener, is walk the earth as terrible lizards, because on this episode we're gonna talk about the first dinosaur ever discovered, and that dinosaur's name is Megalosaurus.
Okay,
thank you for saying that. I tried to say it earlier today, and I was like, I think it's Megasaurus, and they're like, no, that doesn't feel right. That's
there are more letters.
You got to realize this is a dinosaur. This is a dinosaur that kills it on the dance floor, so it's a Megalosaurus.
Oh, shorty getting low. How tall was it?
Pretty tall. Let's see.
You know, dinosaurs widely agreed to be pretty tall.
Based on pictures, it looked like it was somewhere between a raptor and a T-Rex. Like a medium, medium guy.
Yeah, they're saying about 20 feet long, about 1,500 pounds.
Pretty big.
Pretty big guy. Mm-hmm. Pretty big guy.
Yeah. That's a
largo. But before we dig into this mega Losaurus, I think we should talk about some regular Losauruses. What do we feel about dinosaurs? What's our dinosaur connection?
I wish I remembered the tune to Rainbow Connection.
Why are there so many?
Find it. The dino connection. Yeah. I don't know. I like them. They're pretty good.
Cool. Yeah.
My favorite one. Oh, actually, hold on. Am I salty about this?
Oh.
Tell me, is this right? So when I was a kid, my favorite one was the Stegosaurus.
Sure.
But I believe that we've decided that it's not real. That wasn't real.
No, Stegosaurus is real. It's the is the Colorado State dinosaur, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't realize we had state dinosaurs. Does every state have a state dinosaur?
Didn't Washington just name their state dinosaur recently? How did I find that out?
Everybody
it's
takes
not
their time.
This one. It starts with an S. I'm going to have to look that up.
Is it the scrotum one?
The scrotum one is my thing. I'm going to tell you later.
Oh, damn. Okay, sorry. That was my only fun fact.
No, then you can. We'll talk. Look. This doesn't have to be a competition. Just because Chelsea got a bronze doesn't
fine.
Mean she's
I'll
not allowed to talk about scrotum.
I won't
scrotums.
Say it. I won't it's talk fine. About it.
No. I have so many fun facts, y'all.
Yeah. No, this is a wacky one. State dinosaurs are... there's a dinosaur national park also in Colorado. So, boom. Oh.
Yes, I did know about that. Yeah. Little feet prints that you can follow through the desert. I don't remember where it is.
And they're real?
Yeah. They're absolutely
I've never
like
thought to ask.
Historical. historical fossil footprints. The Arkansas state dinosaur's name is Arkansaurus fridayi.
That's not
that
real.
Sounds made up.
It's totally real.
No, it's not.
It looks like an ostrich, kind of dude. A little taller than a lady. Okay. Let's see. Well,
that part checks out. They do have like a dinosaur park that's no longer open in Arkansas, but that did not have anything real at all in it. It was all paper mache giant dinosaurs.
Sure. Now you're scooping my fun facts. You're scooping everybody's fun facts.
There isn't one listed for Washington State in the wiki.
Oh, okay. Because it just got named April 12th, 2023. Oh, okay. Oh my God. Whoa. I didn't read it in the news. I didn't read it. For a second, I was like, wait, if we had recorded this earlier, I wouldn't have had this fun fact. But it's Susiosaurus rex.
Yeah. Susiosaurus rex. Yeah. It looks like they discovered them in 2019, maybe? Or no? Maybe that was just when the candidacy. Because this was a bill that the state of Washington had to pass to elect a state dinosaur, which
Chelsea,
you know,
did you vote on dinosaur?
God, I wish I did. I voted on a couple things recently. I love mail-in voting.
Anyway. Some asshole's writing Barney in every time too.
Oh God, that would be me. I do have a pass with dinosaurs. Thank you for bringing that up.
the Delaware state dinosaur's name is Dryptosaurus because it's always dressed real cool.
The original outfit of the day, dinosaur. Dinosaur. Dinosaur.
Washington, D.C.'s is called Capital Saurus, which is a little on the nose, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's made up, too. Oh, my God. Dryptosaurus is thick. He got thighs.
Yeah. Very, like, hunched over, doing mostly, like, really leaning into life, I think, is the... Forward motion. Maryland's is Astrodon John Stoney. A lot of these are just like, here's the funny thing about dinosaur naming is I think that at one point someone was actually using Latin, but then everybody else was like, we'll just use Latin sounding things. So we'll call this one Astrodon John Stoney because Don and John found him.
What do I care? Call it whatever.
And Texas's is Soro Poseidon Proteles, a real big, long-necked, likely, I'm guessing, amphibious?
Ocean-y?
Yeah.
Wyoming has a triceratops.
Do any states have like a
That's
normal?
Cool.
Oh, okay. There you go. You just said one. Yep. I was like, normal one.
It's because we're on a wavelength. We're on a wavelength here. Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are cool. I don't know. I loved dinosaurs as a kid. The first book I ever had published, actually, I wrote a dinosaur book in kindergarten that was laminated and put on the shelf of like student published things in my elementary school. When I went back there in high school? Yeah, I think senior year of high school, I went back to talk to like elementary school kids about like, well, what's high school like, you know?
Yeah.
And it was still there. It was still in the library, laminated, hanging out.
Does it have, could the kids check it out? Does it have like a library card in it?
I don't know. I think it might have been like a read it here, leave it here sort of thing, but maybe they
Oh, damn, you were like a reference material.
Yeah. I mean, look, I used green construction paper. I used a 64 color box of crayons. So we're talking like high production value.
Nice. Well, hold on. Crayola or Rose Art?
Ooh,
man. It was Crayola. Yeah. It was
Crayola hell yeah. Back. Okay. High production quality checks out though.
Yeah. But yeah, I love dinosaurs as a kid. I collected like, they used to make these, I don't know, rubber plastic kind of dinosaur toys that you could get. I had as many of those as I could get my hands on. I collected dinosaur trading cards. My hamster was named after the Mosasaurus, which was at the time in like 1987, the smallest dinosaur ever discovered. So I was like, that's
cute.
A hamster
I see what you
size.
Did.
Yeah. I was doing the goddamn game when I was a kid. So yeah.
I was really hoping you were going to say my hamster was named Dinosaur.
Look,
no creativity.
Well, Or it would have been funny if I named him after like a huge dinosaur or something. Yeah. Instead of steering into the obvious.
Ironic nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I think dinosaurs are fascinating. I think it's fascinating to imagine all of the prehistoric stuff about how, hey, the atmosphere used to have so much oxygen in it that insects were gigantic. And that the only thing that's keeping dragonflies from being, you know, vulture-sized things is the fact that, like, oh, the oxygen-nitrogen mix is way off compared to what it was millions of years ago.
Oh, no.
But otherwise, cockroaches would be gigantic, too. Everything that just breathes through their body would be huge. And then, you know, all the dinosaurs, lizards would be larger, too, if the conditions were different.
Okay, so with climate change, are we moving toward or away from that horrible fate?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a real confluence of the Last of Us fungus and giant dragonflies, and that's how the world ends. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
When I was a kid, I liked the little capsules that you could put in water and they'd unfold into I had to run away from the horrible idea of giant bugs.
I loved those squishy dinosaur sponges that you would make.
Yeah.
Also, one of my favorite Simpsons like jokes ever is Bart trades. Well, okay, there's an episode of Simpsons where Bart sells his soul, right?
Of course. Yeah.
And he sells his soul, and I think in exchange for part of that, he buys some of these like capsules with dinosaurs in them, and it's just add water. So his fantasy is that he's going to put these capsules in the driveway and then spray them in front of Lisa, and a giant squishy foam T-Rex is going to come up and start biting her. But of course, he just gets her wet, and they slowly grow just slightly and then go into the storm drain. It's fantastic.
Yeah, is spraying them enough water to dissolve the outside, or did they just get like a little bit gummy?
Yeah. Well, and that was always the thing too, right? Is the texture of those was very like, it's a confusing texture for a child to be experiencing.
Yeah. I remember not liking it.
Plus they smelled good, awful. Though. It's a funky chemical wet sponge smell. And I honestly don't know what I did with any of those ever. I feel like after they had, after the activity had of growing them had ceased, it was like, well, great, this is trash. What am I going to do with a dinosaur shaped sponge?
Do you think that some of our childhood dinosaur shaped sponges are now fossils somewhere?
Oh, okay.
I mean, I believe they probably comprise most of the garbage island floating around the ocean.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, is this the microplastics that we're eating today? Our former dinosaurs?
Now, in fairness, though, I feel like the Kid Cuisine meals that had the dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets, probably the same amount of microplastics in those.
I did recently have some dino nuggets that were fake meat. That were fake chicken.
Did they... Yeah. Seem microplasticky?
No, they seemed exactly like chicken nuggets because they already had a weird texture to begin with. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Also not.
And so
a real,
next time I should wrap it in the dino on. So it's dino on dino.
Ooh, yeah. Who doesn't like some dino on dino action? You know.
Okay. So I did get to reading about that fossilized dino butthole we found a couple years ago.
Yes. Butthole.
Okay. So the reason I had to jump topics to that is because dino on dino, while reading about the butthole, which is a cloaca.
Sure. Uh-huh. Yep. Everything happens at once.
Yep. Everything all at once. They were like, it is, likely, though, that they still had, like, penetrative sex, as opposed to some birds with cloacas.
Oh, no.
Just butthole to butthole.
Yeah, sure.
What do they call it? They had a name for it. It was called,
Requiem
like,
for
butt
a dream.
Kissing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Where are my notes? cloacal kiss. Ew.
Great, great. This is this is already our highest rated episode.
Oh my god!
I'm putting that in search terms.
I learned a lot of stuff that I didn't want to learn.
Look, you cannot beat the efficiency of a single orifice for everything.
I just don't. Oh,
I feel like you can.
I feel like you also can.
Look, not if you want to fly. I think the point is birds and dinosaurs had that because they were like, hey, you know what? I got to move fast. I got to be able to jump high. I got to be able to take flight when I need to. If I got all these different things going on, I mean, every hole you have creates wind resistance. So you have to think about that.
Okay.
Oh my God. What does that mean for like, who's that? Our Olympic swimmer?
Michael Phelps?
Yeah. Does that mean that he has fewer holes than everybody else? Like, is that why he's so aerodynamic?
I mean, I don't know. You've seen him.
Aqua dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's not holier than thou anyway.
Ho ho. Ho ho. Yeah, no, we found this fossilized butthole and the quotes are crazy. So when I just remembered the headlines, they described it as perfect and unique.
Great.
Oh, like the paleontologists were like,
oh, well, how well it was preserved.
Perfect and unique. Okay. Well, yeah. So perfectly preserved and like unique. They were like, this cloaca isn't like bird cloacas or mammal cloacas. This is a new thing. So the guy who like noticed it, first of all, he was doing like totally other research on this specimen, and he was like, huh, those genitals are pretty well preserved. And then he carried on with his like initial investigative route.
Sure he did.
And then later he was like, I gotta get another look at that butthole. So so he gets in there and he was like, wow, you could really see some anatomy that I didn't think that we'd be able to see. And so he got a closer look with his study co-researchers, Robert Nichols, who is a paleo artist, and Diane Kelly, an expert on vertebrate penises and copulatory systems.
Hell yeah.
That's a title.
How do you? Yeah.
I'm majoring in psychology and minoring in fossilized genitalia.
Vertebrate penises.
Vertebrate penises.
There was no, the genitals, the other genitals, only the butthole was preserved. We don't know if this was boy butthole or girl butthole or some other butthole. But we do know that there was fossilized poop in the butthole.
Oh, no. They didn't get to go?
They didn't get to go. They died. They died needing to poop. And my first thought was like, Jesus, I hope no future scientists ever have occasion to look at my fossilized butt full of fossilized poop. Like, this poor dinosaur.
Is
humiliating.
It possible that this dinosaur is Dinosaur Elvis? We've got poop in there. And they didn't get to finish going.
Oh. I was like scrolling through every Elvis song I know, trying to find... No, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm making a jailhouse rock reference, Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think all of this episode just goes on Pornhub now as well. I'll just throw it there. I think it'll probably cover our bases. We will get listeners.
Do you think we can find cloacal kisses on Pornhub?
Oh, God. Oh. Probably. I don't see why not. If there aren't actual birds doing it, I'm sure there's some rule. What is it? Rule 64? Is that the rule? What's the rule?
Rule 69.
Rule 34. I don't remember. Whatever the rule is on the internet, that if you can think of the thing, it's been porn form.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some like special subset thing of that. Mm-hmm. That's happening. Mm-hmm. That is happening somewhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's probably there and available. And if you click the link, we get an affiliate. $. So go ahead and check that out.
God. Find us in the comments.
Yeah, we will. You're gonna go ahead and...
I miss talking about giant bugs.
No, ew.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's great. I see, that's the thing. Dinosaurs being so much like birds is one of the things that I find most intriguing. And the ongoing discussion of like, no, dinosaurs probably weren't lizardy. They were probably more birdy anyway, with feathers and things like that. So you're talking about this idea of just like these beautiful, yet terrifying bird lizard beast things. And a lifetime ago at this point, you know, 15 years ago, I used to play golf. You know, you'd watch the geese walk across the fairway.
Oh, yeah.
And especially when you watch geese with goslings behind them, Ryan or otherwise, you notice that there's a dinosaur gait to these birds.
Yeah.
You know, they look like an apatosaurus or a brontosaurus or whatever, you know?
Oh, boy. Have you ever been like going down a hill too fast and you're like, I think I'm going to fall? So you're like going faster to catch up with yourself? That's what they look like to me.
Yeah. Head forward, just like, ah!
Yeah, just they're, like zoom in.
Yeah, what is it? Naruto running? Is that what the kids call it? Just arms back.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. Great stuff. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this first dinosaur that's ever discovered. Should we hop in?
Yes.
Let's hop into the Megalosaurus. So we go back to the 1600s in England.
In England.
The University of Oxford specifically is the place where we are going to be discussing and deciding that this was a dinosaur. It's pretty exciting stuff. So this guy named Edward Lloyd, spelled Lhuyd, believed that he found a fish tooth. He's like, I think I found a fish tooth, guys. I got a pretty big tooth. Belongs to a fish.
How big was it?
I mean, it's pretty
like
big.
A hand, right?
How
like, it's
big
a pretty
was
big face.
It? Yeah. Yeah, it was a very large tooth. Why doesn't it say here how big the tooth was? That's annoying. Anyway.
Well, didn't we lose it? I think we lost it. So maybe nobody thought to write it down.
Yeah, it is lost. So they probably had a tooth. And honestly, it could just be a myth. They have a drawing of a tooth that they don't have the tooth for. So somebody was probably like, hey, I'm going to draw a big tooth.
Yeah. We've got our like 1600. What? When was it? The P.T. Barnum of whatever that was.
Yeah. And he's just like, Phi Kappa Delta. And then he like leaves this tooth behind, this tooth drawing. That'll screw with those nerds.
I'll tell him about it.
But yeah, so they're like, oh, there's got to be, this has to be the tooth of a dinosaur. They decide this at the University of Oxford. Hey, it maybe it's the top part of the tooth. It can't be the whole tooth, but it's part. Mm. It's not the whole tooth, but it is nothing but the tooth.
But the tooth.
So
you can't handle the tooth.
They couldn't. They lost it. You're right.
We need one more. Comedy's rule of threes. Oh, the tooth is out there.
Yeah.
She did it. We did it. Debut buddies.
but they had collected this apparently tooth near Whitney, Oxfordshire, sometime in the 17th century, and it became the third dinosaur fossil that they was ever illustrated. Now this follows two other fossils. One of them is Rutellum impicatum. And
this, by the
previous
way.
To that is one that Chelsea's going to tell us about.
Okay. You might have to say the words for it because mine was just a very quick that it was a giant ball sack, like a giant petrified balls.
It was called scrotum humanum.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Sure was. And somebody said, oh, that looks like a human femur. And then
they were like, fucking idiot. No way.
Well, but now the trouble is, I saw the picture and I was like, oh, God, human femurs look like fucking ball sacks.
Yeah.
They're both right.
Take just the like joint part of the femur where it would join either at the, well, I guess where it would join at the knee.
The balls.
It looks like the balls.
It's the ball part of the knee, you know.
It's the ball part of the knee. They found that in 1677, which is crazy. And it was published in Robert Plott's Natural History of Oxfordshire with the illustration of that femur extremity. dubbed the scrotum humanum. So what I like about this, I mean, one, it's very silly. Two,
yes, that's my favorite part.
What it does is it says absolutely nothing has changed since 1677. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, do you know they changed that? It's no longer called that, scrotum humanum. They changed the name in the 90s because 90s humans are a bunch of fucking prudes and dorks. I did not write down what they changed it to. I was just like, oh, come on. We had one fun thing.
Well, you know, we have to ruin stuff.
We have to, especially the 90s. Ugh.
The name had never been considered valid, so they gave it the name Nomen Oblitum, which is just Latin for forgotten name.
Hmm.
Come on. You're going to take away the fun name and give it like a, ugh, we couldn't come up with something better. Come on.
They don't want kids to have fun doing science.
Who did this? Was this also, what's his name? Always ruining the party on Twitter.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson?
That's what
He also took Pluto away. Did he do this too?
Probably, yeah. I think like that 100% this podcast blames Neil deGrasse Tyson for scrolling humanums. Removal.
That guy sucks.
It's determined, though, that scrotum humanum was part of the femur of the megalosaurus, whose lost tooth was out there, and whose part of his leg was a balls. Which eliminates the cloaca factor, I think. If he's got leg balls, no cloaca.
Mm.
No cloaca, yeah.
But... yeah, megalosaurus means huge lizard. It has a long history of being debated about what it is, what it was supposed to be, whether it was upright, whether it was down on all fours, whether it was long. You know, they did this with almost every dinosaur, though. We had very little information, and honestly, it's astounding when you think about 17th century fossil record stuff. Going, we have two pieces of something that kind of seem like they could go together. Let's draw the rest, right? Like that joke, well, not even a joke. It's just like the fun thing on a placemat in a restaurant when you're a kid, where it's like, here's four dots. Draw the dinosaur. Yeah. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll connect these dots, but I don't know that I'm filling any of this in right.
So, okay, I have a question. And... maybe I'm just about to reveal how fucking dumb I am. Maybe this is common knowledge, but they find these fossils 1,000 years ago. It's not quite that long, but a while ago, they find these fossils, and immediately they're like, lizard-like. Why we think lizard? I mean, we now know, but like, when did we know, and why? And how did they know it? Sorry, now I'm doing a Nixon thing. Hold on.
I mean, in fairness, Plott's first thought with the scrotum humanum was that it could have been from a giant human.
That feels more right to me.
Yeah. I mean, you've got that bone that looks like balls, and you're like, yeah, sure. I mean, there's so much. You gotta remember, too, that people would have been thinking biblically here, too, to a certain extent. And imagine, like, oh, if we found a fossil... well, we know that, like, Noah lived to be 800, so if people keep growing for 800 years, they can get pretty big. Hmm.
You know, at my most recent doctor's appointment, they did say I've grown an inch, so...
Oh, nice job.
Whoa! Yeah,
thanks. Thank you. I've been working on it.
I've been trying for so long. Nothing's happening.
I'll send you what I've been doing.
Thank you. I have a theory on why they thought it was a lizard. Is it because of the... they thought the tooth was from a fish, and then it had legs. So if a fish has legs, I would think it would be like lizard-like over...
that makes sense.
Anything else, or I guess tadpole, but like some kind of amphibian or lizard.
No, that's true. I mean, every time I do see a lizard, I say, hey, fish legs, come here. they respond a surprising amount of the time.
Oh!
Yeah. You gotta give it a shot sometime, you know? You're like, oh, it's a gecko.
Hey, fish legs.
Hey, fish legs.
Also, great pickup line if you're at the bar. You're just looking to have a fun evening with someone
especially
new.
If they're wearing fish nets.
Yeah.
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 Or if they have legs and
Know how to use them?
Heart or fish?
Yeah. See, you see what I'm doing.
Did you take a look at any of these very old drawings of what they thought dinosaurs looked like back when they thought that they were like on all fours, more like hippos?
I saw the picture of this one.
I mean, I did see that there is like a reptile sculpture that's at Crystal Palace in the UK that what it reminds me of is the and now I can't remember the name of the monster that we were talking about, but when we did the creepypasta episode, there was the weird creature that lived in that one town that they had a statue of, and the story was like, hey, these five men beat it to death, and it was roughly like the size of a small dog, but they made a goofy statue of it. It's really good listening, listeners, because I cannot remember any of the names of
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, yes. I don't know. Yeah, those look funny, and so do the paintings, and looking at them made me think of, have you guys seen that meme on Twitter that's like old Renaissance paintings of cats that look fucking nothing like cats? It's like, has this artist ever seen a cat before? That's how I felt. Look at that guy.
That is a Megalosaurus right there, as illustrated back then. So listener, this pretty much looks like an aardvark, I guess.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of like an aardvark mix.
No proboscis though.
Yeah. Yeah. No proboscis. It's, proboscis.
That was a legitimate laugh. It sounded like the usual. That guy's eyes are crazy.
Yeah.
That guy's eyes are insane. Who's he? He was like Owen.
Yeah, Owen, that's Sir something. Richard Owen, who was one of the most famous comparative anatomists of his time. But he also played the evil painting in Ghostbusters 2.
Ghostbusters 2. Yeah.
Yeah. I love those, like those Renaissance cat things. And every time I go to a museum, anytime I'm like, I'm always just enchanted when you see someone's animal painted in a portrait from that era.
Or babies.
Yeah, but I mean, babies always look wild too. Like it's just fun when there's like, oh, there's a dog in like a bassinet, and that dog is like, and you're like,
is that a rat?
Such an interesting
what am I looking
thing
at?
To choose. Yeah. It's just, I mean, you think about it, takes a lot of time to paint something, and the moment in the portrait that you're going to memorialize is like, the dog is screaming. Let's go with it. I'm gonna keep the sunset perfectly beautiful, but that dog is screaming, so I'm painting it that way.
That's like, that must have been, it's kind of, like, how many of those were bits? Like, when Michelangelo did the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, yeah.
He put like dudes fucking up in really tall corners just to be like, fuck the church. How many of these painters were like, man, fuck dogs. I'm going to roast the shit out of this dog.
I mean, I bet that's what it is, right? Is you get hired to come in by this rich family and you have to sit with their shitty kid for like 6 weeks to paint them.
Oh, God.
And they insist on having a dog there. So you're like, you know what? This dog is going to reflect the shittiness of the child.
Right. Yeah, it's like a little like myopic... oh my God, Lord Henry, painting in the attic. Getting evil, painting, getting gross.
Dorian Gray.
Yes, thank you.
A little bit of Oscar Wilde.
Yeah.
Great book. And it's about dinosaurs of a different type. The patriarchal type.
Yep. Mm. Yep.
And that's a good place to stop. The show is over. Thank you for listening.
So, a bunch of these... Oh, no, you go.
No, you go.
Well, I was going to sort of a little bit segue out.
Okay, I'm going to keep talking about the same dinosaur. Does that...
Okay, yes, you okay. Do it.
So, Sinclair from the TV show Dinosaurs is a Megalosaurus.
That's right, Earl Sinclair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is one of the most depressing endings to a TV show that's ever existed, but it's still very pertinent today.
That's
and very
true.
Upsetting, and I rewatched it, and I was like, "Oh God, this is the same thing." And this came out in like the early '90s.
Oh yeah,
and it's very sad. And what great show, But weird, because I watched it as a kid, and it is not very much a kid show.
No, but nothing was when we were kids.
That's
like,
true.
We grew up watching crazy shit.
All the good shit from the 90s were like anti-authoritarian, anti-capitalist,
yeah.
like pro-environmental mm-hmm. discourses that went over our heads because we were like, I'm a kid and I'm the baby. You've got to love me. That was the only part that we were attaching to.
But everything else, like, burrowed in. Yeah,
exactly. Since I was raised by TV, is this why I have vehemently anti-capitalist? Is because of dinosaurs? Mm-hmm. Is this what did it to me?
That yeah, Super Mario Brothers, dinosaurs. Which also featured dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I think about that. I think about the ending to Dinosaurs a lot also. Also because I think it's probably the best ending to a half an hour, like, sitcom style show ever. Mm. The idea would be, hey, you know what? We're going to wind this thing down by being historically accurate and saying, like, yeah, the dinosaurs are all dead. So thanks for hanging out with us for three seasons. But all of your characters that you loved are gone.
Man.
And then they just treated it like, oh, everything's fine.
Did they? I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was like, I'm sure it'll be okay. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
and
man.
And I was like, that's how I feel every day. And I feel like that's what's going to happen. It's going to be the end of the world. And I'm just going to look over and be like, I'm sure it's going to be fine. And then everything's going to be gone.
With the years between watching that and today, I had like misremembered that. I thought that was like lying to the family to comfort them. Instead of
lying to themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're all going to do it. It's going to be a thing where you're like, you know what? Love is Blind season 12 is on, so I'm just going to watch the finale. I know that the sirens are going off, but it'll be
but
all
right. But I want to see.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see if she says yes. I just want to know.
Aw.
Aw. That's a good note.
Anyway, sorry.
That's a good note.
What wasn't The Land Before Time also really sad? There's a lot of sad dino content. In our childhoods.
We're Back is also one, the animated film. But I think that had a happy ending. You know, where they came to the future and it was an animated film? No, nothing. Okay. I watched a lot of dinosaur content growing up and I did not notice until this episode.
Did you watch the but hold on. Am I making this up? There, I believe that there exists a buddy cop movie starring Whoopi Goldberg and an animated dinosaur.
Theodore Rex. It's the name of
the movie.
Thank
you. what if I had made that?
Oh, thank God.
But it's, I think
somebody
it's, I think
would
want to
buy those rights.
A guy in a costume. Not
oh, it's a guy in a costume.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Theodore Rex is a thing. Absolutely.
You know what? You're right. Because it was originally supposed to be animated.
Oh,
and that's when
like
Whoopi
Roger
signed
Rabbit?
On. And then, yes. And then they couldn't afford that. And they had to downgrade to guy in costume. But Whoopi had already signed the contract.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, don't worry, Whoopi, you're gonna get an EGOT either way, so just follow us on this ride.
Oh, brother.
So I mean, that's something to talk about right there, though, that we grew up in a uniquely like dinosaur media era where I mean maybe it's not that much, I don't know, because there was what's the name of that go through the cave, Land of the Lost. Land of the Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then they rebooted Land of the Lost in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
There was a newer live action version of Land of the Lost. So that was going
on. There was a 2009 movie with Will Ferrell.
Oh, that's right.
Before that.
I remember being excited to see that and then never seeing it.
Yeah. Yep.
I vividly remember not going to that movie.
That's a good review.
But yeah, there's just like there's so much it's interesting how much dinosaur content we had, because we had that. There was
Jurassic
I feel
Park.
Like there were a couple of like dinosaur themed Saturday morning cartoon shows where they like skateboarded and shit.
Oh, sick.
If they didn't, there needed to be.
Dinosaurs were everywhere. There were even dinosaur crossover Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stuff. There was like a Triceratops dinosaur that was one of their enemies. Yeah, dinosaurs were such a huge deal. And I think that's part of why, you know, Super Mario Brothers comes out, Jurassic Park comes out. We have this 1993 sort of nexus point where everything's dinosaurs. And so everybody's trying to fit dinosaurs into stuff. And then we sort of burnt the dinosaur candle down too much, I guess, because now what? Now the only dinosaur stuff that happens is like these much shittier Jurassic Park movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So should there be a resurgence of Jurassic dinosaur movies? Not Jurassic Park movies, dinosaur movies. Should we bring back the dinosaur movie, but in a more comedic tone?
Ooh.
I think honestly, it's also a really good way to couch a deeper climate change discussion. Yeah. To keep going into it, right? Because it's really about like, mm-hmm. I have a sweatshirt that I bought from Threadless, that it's just like Heather White, and then all the art is just like hot pink on it, but it's just like a very crude drawing of a Tyrannosaurus Rex, and there's that asteroid coming in to crash into the ground, and it just says everything will be okay on the top of it, right? And I honestly, I wear it when I'm having a tough day, because it's like, it's kind of a nice security blanket sort of vibe, mainly because nice. I think about it in the realm of like, everything will be okay. Mm-hmm. You might not, but everything will be okay. And you know, because that's that dinosaur's jam is like, yeah, cool. What?
Yeah. So I didn't realize that so much of this original dino discoveries happened in Southern England, but I did visit Southern England a few years ago, and they called it the Jurassic Coast the whole time.
Amazing.
And they were like, go out to the beach and you can find fucking fossils everywhere. Like, here's what they look like. Here's how you can find them. And it never even crossed my mind to do like more dino research, because you mentioned it earlier, Crystal Palace with those crazy dinosaur sculptures from that the Victorians made. Mm-hmm. That's like just outside of London. Mm-hmm. I could have fucking gone to look at these weird, incorrect dinosaur sculptures.
Listeners, if you want us to go to London to look at these weird dinosaur structures, send $1,000 to PayPal. That's debutbuddies@gmail.com on PayPal, and we will make a trip and we'll record live there. It'll be great.
Chelsea, you should go to the old dinosaur park in Eureka Springs when you get back to Arkansas.
And I'll make a TikTok. We got to get more people on TikTok.
It's true. It's true. I get a lot of emails about content on TikTok we might be interested in. I think it's about time.
We got to do it. It is closed. It is permanently closed. Yeah. And somebody burned down the building a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But the dinosaurs are still there. And I went as a kid. Did you, Chelsea?
I didn't go in. I hung out outside.
I wish that I had, like, my photos from when I was a kid, because I know that I took photos of and near those dinosaurs. But they... Okay, so that was the largest dinosaur park in the world.
What?
Yeah, 100 life-size dinosaur sculptures, as amazing. Well as, like, other prehistoric creatures and like cavemen, and also, and you know, here's how you know that it's from Arkansas, and God knows, well, funny that I used that word, God knows what I learned when I went, because it also has the world's largest Noah's Ark mural. So they're really straddling the line there. But the guy who created those dinosaurs is the same guy who did Christ of the Ozarks.
Oh.
You know, the giant statue.
Oh, yeah.
Also in Eureka Springs. Yeah.
Is Christ of the Ozarks like the one over Rio? Rio?
Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow.
But, like, that's smaller. Very
similar. Smaller, yeah.
Right. Because, you know, look, we all know how big your Christ is. You don't have to show it off with a statue.
Yeah. That one was controversy when they put that up, because it classified as like a billboard, and there were billboard laws about how tall they could be. And so they had to change the billboard laws to let Christ of the Ozarks stay standing.
So now Christ of the Ozarks holds like a got milk sign.
Stupid. Yeah, basically.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think I might be conflating that with just a giant cross at a different church in Arkansas. That a lot of big religious symbols.
Yeah, yeah, that seems to be a trend in the middle of the country, especially. But also, but it's all over. It's all over.
The precious moments nativity area. Is that right? Like the nativity?
Or they I don't know. Moments, I don't know where that is.
Passion play. Am I just making stuff up?
I want a precious moments dinosaur
it's
nativity.
It's a weird area. There's dinosaurs. Precious moments. There's everything.
Did you go to this dinosaur park and somebody walked around and was like, and this dinosaur died because it had an abortion. And this dinosaur died because it had sinful thoughts about another dinosaur.
There will be no cloacal kissing at this dinosaur park.
Nope. We have very clearly boy dinosaurs. Children, go play with the life-size penises so that you don't get confused about things because there's only one way it works.
Oh, God. And dinosaurs at the Arkansas Dinosaur Park. One of them, the T-Rex, was featured in the movie Elizabethtown.
I didn't know that.
And a couple of the others were in the 1969 horror movie It's Alive. Yeah.
That's so good. That's wonderful.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
I like stuff. I really do. Yeah. I gotta tell you guys, I like stuff. I've been on the fence about it, but I feel like today especially, I like stuff.
Today you're liking stuff.
I am.
That's good.
I am. Yeah. You know what else I like? The Mouthgarf report.
Oh, okay.
Yay!
Mouthgarf.
The Mouthgarf report. Open wide.
Mouthgarf. Mouthgarf.
So I don't have any mouthguard news per se to share, but I had an idea.
Okay.
What if, and listeners, you cannot steal this idea because this is a very valuable idea that I'm about to
copyright over the
airwaves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What if we started a business about mouthguards where you actually hire a person to guard your mouth at night?
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Do they like wake you up when you start to grind or keep spiders right, out? Like,
yeah, I mean, once the like they're gonna keep mm-hmm. spiders out.
Okay.
They're gonna go ahead and they're just gonna gently like slide a little thing like in between your teeth when you start grinding, like a little piece of felt, and they're gonna slide it right back out. I'm thinking not felt. We're gonna talk like space aged memory foam. They're just gonna kind of
okay,
and that's their whole job all night long. They just go, nope, you're grinding that side. Mm. I'm uh-huh. guarding your mouth. Uh-huh. They also prevent you from choking during the day. Like, you can hire them all the time, so they'll guard your mouth during the day.
So this is like a bodyguard, but like of your body. Like, we're not worried about like stuff external bodyguard. To your body.
The other part of the lead I buried here is this: they're incredibly tiny people.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Wait. So do
like
they,
the opposite
are they...
of the owner of the ball sack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Like they would own an inversely mm-hmm. sized ball sack. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm understanding.
How tiny are we talking?
Because now I'm a little freaked out. I'm going to be real with you. I'm just thinking.
Like, is this
tiny
a borrower?
People.
Are we are we describing
oh, that's
borrowers?
Too tiny. That's so tiny. Is it that tiny?
What were the what was that show with the little people who lived in the walls?
The borrowers.
Well, no, but there was a cartoon that wasn't. They weren't borrowers. They were another thing. I can't remember. I think they were actually just called the Littles. Actually.
Oh.
No.
Is this are they related to
okay,
Stuart
now
Little?
I'm just gonna start being afraid of
no.
stuff.
No, they killed Stuart Little though and took his neck.
Oh, well, that's
oh
fair.
God.
That's how
so
you
no,
know
I don't want
mouth guards.
No, but like
it
my
is
cat's name is Mouse,
and they look like borrowers. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh.
They have one tooth. Mm. Would they be good at protecting teeth with one tooth? I don't know. That doesn't bode well.
Yeah,
wait,
I don't trust
them. Are we
hiring
the Littles?
If anything, they know how important it is to protect all of them because they only have one left.
I'm going to need like a couple generations of Littles where they've all protected each other's teeth before.
Okay.
Like, I need a better resume, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's
yeah,
fine.
What are their
look,
credentials?
I can go back to them and we'll have a conversation. Look, I got to be honest. This entire episode, the Littles contacted me. They said, Nate, we love you. Okay. We will stop bothering you at night if you go on your show and convince your friends to give us a job. So I've come here hat in hand just to...
Is this just a way for you to get teeth?
I mean,
this is, look. Oh my God, Nate!
I don't want to call it a mining operation. What I want to say is that resources are scarce these days.
Nefarious Nate!
It's important to see what novel ways exist to, you know, to extract. That's
don't
all.
Don't be a creep. But you know what? This does remind me of a thought experiment that Ryan North did online recently. Ryan North, author
famously
of Dinosaur
from Canada.
Comics.
Yeah.
Famously from Canada. Famously got stuck in a hole. Did you see this thought experiment, Nate? He was like, if you could hire tiny shrimp to come eat all of the tartar off of your mouth at night so that you would never have to brush your teeth again, would you?
Right.
Tiny shrimp in your mouth.
Okay. And they show up at night while you're asleep? Or you put them in your mouth
you have to
at
feel them
brushing
when you go
time?
To sleep.
No, they come at night while you're asleep. Okay. You don't have to do anything. They find their way in.
this is very interesting because my wife and I have this. It's not really an argument.
A bunch of little shrimp.
Shrimp?
I always think like, yeah, we've got a bunch of little shrimp. And yes,
she's got
and.
The shrimp. Nate's
yes,
got the
and.
Teeth.
No, you know, like the fish that can give you a pedicure? Like that whole thing where you put your foot in there and the little fish eat the little skin? I think that seems like a totally cool and excellent idea, and it sounds fun because I've even like I've been around those fish and like put my hand in, and it feels good. It's kind of a neat sensation, right? Like, sure, you're here, I'm here. Let's help each other. That's how nature's supposed to work, right? We're supposed to have symbiotic relationships.
Sure.
So yeah, give me those shrimp. Why not? Like let's put big toothpaste out of business because those people.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
They're fucking around.
Yeah.
And they're going to find out when Big Shrimp comes to looking.
My questions were how tiny? Like, am I going to feel them? Because if I'm going to feel them, that's a no. Two, how effective? Like, I almost said our dinosaur's going to approve. Our dentist's going to approve.
2 out of 5 dinosaurs say it's okay.
Three, I drink a lot of coffee. Are these shrimp whitening or am I still going to have to do something extra there?
There you go. Yeah.
I'd just be afraid I'd eat them.
I would think they'd probably be able to do some heavy work.
Yeah. Can they get in there? Can they?
I feel like I'm like hungry when I sleep. I wake up a lot assuming I'm chewing on something and I wake up and I'm like, I am chewing on my mouth guard. But I think I'm like eating a sandwich. And then I'm like, that's not a sandwich. You guys, that never happens. You never are like, oh, sandwich. Oh, not sandwich. This is just mouth guard.
No, that one hasn't happened to me.
Okay.
Yet.
If we get the shrimp in there, at least I will wake up to actual food.
You know what? I have to get in on this. And Chelsea, you're right. I have had that experience. Like, I have woken up a couple of times. Like, I have woken up a couple of times in the middle of the night hungry and been like, oh, I thought I was chewing on something good and there's nothing here. And then you're like, should I get up and make something? And it's like, no, it's the middle of the night. I should stay in bed. A brine shrimp is one of the smallest shrimp available. Okay. They are 0.3 to 0.4 inches long. So still pretty big. We're talking like, you know, more than a quarter of an inch.
For me.
That's, you know, you're probably not going to notice them too much.
I'm going to notice.
Okay, but here's my question. Here's the shrimp question. This is the $1 million shrimp question.
Yeah.
You got brine shrimp in your mouth. They're doing they're doing their cleaning business while you're asleep.
Mm-hmm.
They need a medium. Like, shrimp are famously aquiferous.
Yeah.
They need to be underwater. Mm-hmm. So are we like, do you just have to have like open mouth, like pool situation going and you're just like, yep, just go to town, guys, and I'll breathe through my nose.
Like,
what if you have a cold and you can't brush your teeth anymore? I mean, there's a lot of
hear it's good to breathe out of your, like, that's a big thing. I don't know, there's like a TikTok trend of like taping your mouth shut while you sleep. I think it's been debunked, but people are like, it's better to breathe out of your nose while you're asleep.
I don't why would it be better?
It's dual. I don't fucking know, man. It was there was a lot of dumb stuff suggested to me that I may or may not have tried.
Were you on a cloacal kiss channel where they were like, don't use all your holes, you only need one,
you only need the one?
Oh god.
Wait, did y'all hear about how pigs can breathe through their butthole?
No, but I am I'm gonna spend the next, I don't know, 8 to 10 hours looking that up.
That's not right. That was like the clickbait title.
It okay.
Was,
like,
it wasn't as interesting as that.
Down and stay underwater and breathe out of
No,
there?
They just could like get a little bit of oxygen through it, but not like enough that them. They could survive.
I mean, arguably though, can't we like I feel like
yes, we also can.
I feel like everybody exhales gases yeah. from their butthole, and we certainly yeah. can inhale a little bit too, and I think we've all experienced that one point or another. You know what would be a great thing to do right now? Well, we've got the time. Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's time to play I See What You Did There. On this I See What You Did There, we're going to be talking about dinosaurs. Yeah. Amazing,
Hell
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And the beautiful thing is that this is still a collaborative game, so there's absolutely no need to compete with anyone, even me. Even though I am your antagonist.
Yeah.
You do give us a lot of clues, though. Thank you.
That's, hey, you know what? It's fun because I want antagonist. This to go well as well. When
oh,
you
I'm sorry,
succeed,
we keep disappointing
I succeed. No, hey, you know, I'm never disappointed.
I do want to show you guys my notepad today. It is a pee pad from whenever I dog sat.
Yes.
Everything's packed up. I've got nothing to write on. Aside from a pee pad that I was like, I don't think we need to pack this away.
Best thing about that notepad, Chelsea, is when you get it wet, it's going to grow into the shape of a dinosaur.
Oh,
yeah!
Thank God.
We should, actually, that's a good business idea. We should make pee pads that change into the shapes of different animals. Because then the dog will be like, whoa, what the fuck did I do?
I'm going to make him scared to pee.
Yeah, that'll learn him. Learn how to hold it. Kenny Rogers. Says that.
Oh, and then fold it later?
Yeah, you gotta fold it. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, number one for I See What You Did There. Very old bones, insects in amber, and dinosaur footprints qualify as these. And you may not be able to use this device designed to display voltage signals as waveforms to learn anything more about them.
Repeat the second part. I got really lost on the first part, and I think I got it, but I repeat the second part.
So second part is a device designed to display voltage signals as waveforms.
Oh. Okay, say the first part.
First part is very old bones, insects in amber, and dinosaur footprints qualify as these.
Okay, so fossil?
Yeah, you got fossil. Great. That is the first part.
And the other one is waveforms on it, so not... Something a gram. Nope. What are you? Are you trying to give us?
I'm making the shape of the waveforms
yeah,
for
waves.
You with my pen. Yeah.
Are they sine waves? Fossine waves.
Well, this is a particular device, and
right.
the device
so,
is also
S-I-L, right? Or L. It just starts with L. Lithograph. Wait, no, is that a thing? No.
It is a thing, but not
in
this
case,
not
it. It's going to piggyback on the O. From fossil and then continue from there.
That's real high up there.
Yeah.
Fossiloscope.
You see what I did there. Fossiloscope.
Yay.
Very
Yay.
Good. That's right. That's
My next
right.
question was going to be, could I use this device for ghost hunting? Because maybe I would know it that way.
Do they use the oscilloscopes for ghost hunting? I was going
to
say fossil.
Not to my knowledge, but they do use a lot of like... electronic
meters?
Stuff that you can get at Home Depot.
Yeah.
I feel I always remember that from like the Outer Limits or whatever, where the opening was like we control the vertical and the horizontal, and then you see the wave of the person speaking in oscilloscope style. So yeah, great job. You're on the board.
Hell yeah.
It's time for number two.
Hell yeah.
In this 2017 B movie,
okay.
A Man of Faith has a werewolf-like affliction whereby he turns into a famed pack-hunting predatory dinosaur. So merge that title with this artistic genre that idealizes the lives of shepherds, open fields, and peaceful natural scenery.
Okay, the second part is pastoral.
Great. You're doing it.
Rap. Oh. Oh.
Are you doing it?
She's doing part of it. She is. You're in. You're in the realm.
Is it rapture pastoral? Is it raptor pastor?
Rapstural.
Is it dino pastor? It's like I thought it was like rap.
Give me the first part of something that you would have raptor on the back end of.
What?
Velociraptor.
Okay.
Velocipastoral.
Yeah.
Velocipastoral.
Velocipastoral. Yeah. Velocipastor is a movie that came out in 2017. Yeah.
That's where a pastor amazing.
Becomes a velociraptor from time to time.
Oh,
that happens.
Wow. Boy, yeah, the world is vast.
Isn't it? I mean, honestly, you can kind of understand why it would want to end, because it's like, hey, look, you're here. You're getting to this point. You're making Velocipastor.
This is, you've done entropy so much.
I think we've reached the point where maybe you should just stop having stuff.
Yeah, no more.
All right, number three. This is the shorthand term for a BDSM relationship where a woman controls the proceedings. Now merge that with the most recent Jurassic World movie title or the name of a voting systems company that just settled with Fox News for defamation.
Dominion?
You got Dominion.
You're
so
not
give me that
doing
first
like,
part.
You're not doing sub-dom. That doesn't have to be a woman.
No, you do the woman one.
Is it Femme Dominion?
Oh,
Femme Dominion. Femme Dominion. You see what I did there? Yeah.
Yay!
That's right. That's right. Okay. Hey, we're hauling Patoot through this.
We're doing it.
We're doing great. Okay. Now it's time for number four. That's the last one.
I'm ready.
That's the last one. Name the coolest dinosaur ever. Hint.
Oh, come on.
Hint. Hint, it's got three horns and a neck shield. And combine it with the general name for a cream you'd apply to its skin to help soothe and heal a rash or other condition.
Lotion.
Is it a specific one, like calamine?
Oh, no, yeah. It's a broad term. Very broad term.
So would it not be lotion? Is it lotion?
Well, what's the first thing?
That's a question.
What's that coolest dinosaur?
I'm like picturing
three horns and a
neck
shield.
Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, I can picture
try
it.
Try neck lotion.
It's got three. It's got three horns.
Try.
I said try.
No, I know, but give me the whole name of that dinosaur.
I'm trying.
I see what you did there.
Is it? So it's not a triceratops.
It is a triceratops. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Oh.
So that's what I meant to say.
You did. That's exactly what you said.
Oh, sorry. Did I say it's not?
Triceratops. It's not triceratops lotion, so I don't know what to say.
Triceratopical cream.
Topical cream. Oh, yeah.
I'll take that. Yeah, you
Yay!
See what I did there. I was going with.
I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah. Triceratopical ointment was what I had written down.
Sure.
But no, I didn't get you to ointment necessarily. Like, yeah. Look, we're not going to litigate over ointment.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Wait, okay. Repeat the second part that described lotion.
The general name for a cream you'd apply to its skin to help soothe and heal a rash or other condition. But that's fine.
No, and it was heal. We could have gotten to ointment, I think.
We should have gotten ointment.
You know what? Yeah. Points to you, Nate. You get the point on that one.
Hey, finally. Finally, I win.
Always gold.
Ironclad this game. That was I See What You Did There. Let's talk Debs for that first dinosaur and that giant nutsack and those kissing cloacas. What do we think about Megalosaurus?
That's a five from me, baby.
Should we just rate our own episodes? Is that really what this is
going to turn into? I was going to say five for this conversation.
I think we fucking knocked it out of the park, guys. This is great.
Oh, any excuse to say butthole 1,000 times. Yeah. I've got like a butthole quota. I feel like I really, really hit it today.
I'm going to say 5 for a conversation. Yeah, 5 for this conversation. 3 for the dinosaur itself. Did not know the dinosaur. I was excited to learn that that's in dinosaurs. That was the dinosaur in dinosaurs. Yeah. The main dinosaur. But other than that, yeah, this one, I didn't, the dinosaur itself, forgettable.
Yeah, I guess the dinosaur itself is, but like the history surrounding it.
The education I got from this episode is like a 10, if I'm being real with you guys. So I'm going to have to say a 5. I'm going to go in between and say a 4, 3 for the dinosaur, 5 for the conversation, and go 4 in total.
Perfect.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a 4 also, pretty much the same reasons. I think the Megalosaurus is, okay, extremely cool. The idea that as far back as the 17th century, people are wandering around South London and they're just like, oh, what's that? Looks like a nutsack. Let's take it into the lab. Let's take it back to Oxford University, where we're probably going to take our own dicks out to look at how they compare, because we're scientists and we have to do this. Hilarious, hilarious stuff. But yeah, as far as like not really any clear depictions of what a megalosaurus is, it's cool that Earl Sinclair is one, but it's like there's no sex factor to the megalosaurus. It's just sort of like it's just kind of here. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. We don't even have a butthole for that one. We got a butthole for a different dinosaur. So what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
So yeah, that's pretty good. That's 4, 4, 5 is, I don't know, math, something. 4 3/4?
0.66?
4 3/4? I don't know.
Oh, I did 2 5s. 4.33?
That's all I said.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, I think so. I did 6/6, but I was like, wait, no, that's not 2 5s, 1 4. It's 2 4s, 1 5. Yeah, yeah.
I love that both of you are capable of doing this in your head and actually getting it.
Well, I don't know. Listeners are probably like, right? None of you are right.
Yeah, yeah. It's 3.
The next episode, our first math problem.
Oh, I love it. On our next episode, listeners, we are going to be talking about a very interesting, different, and exciting new theme that I am finding. Here we go. We are going to be talking about the first piece of art that increased in value after being vandalized. This will be something that Chelsea is going to shepherd us across the finish line for. Best. But get ready. We're going to talk about other art, too, that got vandalized. Mm-hmm. And maybe Art Vandelay from Seinfeld. Kelly has no idea what I'm talking about.
Sorry.
and other acts of vandalism that we've committed in our lives, because I'm sure we have.
Mm-hmm.
We're monsters.
Uh-huh. I've drawn the fun S on some desks.
Oh. Yeah, oh sure, yeah. Yeah, the 6 vertical lines S.
Yeah,
that then you guy. Connect. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah.
The day you figure out how to do that, your life changes. Mm-hmm.
Truly, mm-hmm. Truly.
Goodbye, Arkansas history book. Now you're a Sarkansas history book. Or Arkansas?
Yeah, I was like, I like that we're adding an S instead of changing one of the ones in it.
I named my hamster Mus, okay? This is all I got. This is my best. My grit. So yeah, we're going to talk about art on our next episode. If you liked this episode, please subscribe. Please rate this. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Rate us anywhere you listen. Leave us a review of any kind. You can talk about your favorite cloaca, right?
Yeah.
Is there a bird that really turns you on? Talk to us about it.
You don't have to. I mean, if you
no,
want to.
Do.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Keeping in mind that bird is also British for lady. So you could work it to a lady.
Okay.
But do those ladies have cloacas? Anyway.
Some of them do.
This is for sure another Pornhub channel. So
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So if you want, leave us a 5-star review on Pornhub. We would really appreciate it. If you have to create the page anew, we'll visit. Just tell us where to go. We will get a VPN and avoid... But yeah, give us a review. If you like our music, check out Michael J. O'Connor's music. That's Michael J. O'Connor at bandcamp.com. If you want to read some science fiction, you can check out Space Boy books at readspaceboy.com.
And if you want to hear more of me and Chelsea talking about horror movies, maybe we'll cover that, the, what was it, Pastor? The Pastor one.
Velocipastor.
Velocipastor. How did I forget the name? Maybe we'll cover that over there. We've got a horror movie podcast called Never Show the Monster. You can find it where you get this one.
They should make Velocipasta, which is actually just about very quick moving bread noodles.
Perfect.
Yeah. I was just thinking of mac and cheese shaped like velociraptors.
There you go.
That's got to exist.
That's the best kind of velocipasta.
Well,
What if the mac and cheese tried to take a bite out of you?
No, oh, not before I did.
You need that mouth guard, that tiny mouth guard.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good. See? Okay. Hey, littles, they're listening.
Now I'm just thinking of like tiny velociraptors, the littles, and shrimp all in my mouth at once. Like, is that what Pop Rocks really are? Is that
Oh my God!
Really,
yes, that is absolutely what it is. I love that. It's a party and everyone's invited.
Oh God.
This has been Debut Buddies, and you are one of the buddies too.
Aw. Yeah.
Bye, buddies.
Bye.
Bye.